USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
And regarding Pelosi being against walls, Trump says,
if you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The deep freeze continues in much of the country, with these folks from Chicago reacting to the cold weather.
Well, it's cold. It's very cold. It's brutal. It's the coldest I've ever been.
I think the word cold is not a proper way to define it. It's just unbelievably cold, and the wind chill is just super brutal. There's not enough layers for this kind of cold unless you're prepared to go to the Ark.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 in Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Israel's United Nations ambassador wants Eastern European governments to crack down on anti-Semitism. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Envoy Danny Danone says the former communist nations have played a key role in blocking anti-Israel measures in the European Union and other international forums, but he says they must improve their approach towards Jews and accurately portray the memory of the Holocaust, telling them, quote, you have to take stronger action when it comes to domestic issues. Danone's in Israel, heading a delegation of fellow ambassadors to the UN after he made a stop with them in Poland. Along with Lithuania, Ukraine, Hungary, and others, Poland is among those swept up in a wave of World War II-era revisionism that seeks to diminish culpability in the Holocaust while making heroes out of anti-Soviet nationalists who were involved in the mass killing of Jews.
It's expected that almost $200 million will be wagered on the Super Bowl this year. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Did you ever wonder why teenagers listen to their coaches and not you? It's because coaches hold them accountable. Erica Katz is a parenting expert and author of the new book, Coach Parenting. She tells Fox News many parents can learn a lot from NFL coaches.
When your coach is watching you, that's when you play the best. Well, when your parents are watching, that's when kids are more buttoned up. But remember, a coach can take away playing time and bench the kids. So that's their leverage. So what do we learn as parents? When our kids do something they shouldn't or they don't meet expectations, we have to bench them. So maybe if they like to go out on the weekends, if they do something they shouldn't, you take that away.
Katz says it's also great for kids to learn to give back to the community.
Well, with my son, when he was younger, as a teenager, I wanted him to give back. So his youth group took him down to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina because they wanted them to help. So if you can enlist faith-based groups to help you raise your children, it's just another layer.
Katz also talks to former New York Giants coach Tom Coughlin, who talks about how to encourage your children.
Well, you never want to tell your child that they're stupid. You say, you know, maybe that wasn't the best thing you could have done, because you want them to buy into your rules, and they're not going to buy in if you're criticizing them personally. So this was a really great tip from him, and I actually use that with my own kids.
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. State Senator Evan Vickers is asking for voter input on a range of topics, including several current and upcoming issues being considered by the 2019 Utah legislature. Bronson Joseph Flynn, who is accused of shooting and killing a man outside the one and only bar in St. George last month, pleaded not guilty Monday at a preliminary hearing in 5th District Court. And an unrelated call for an officer of the Hilldale Police Department led to a pursuit of a stolen vehicle and ultimately the arrest of a man who had meth on his person. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and turning partly cloudy later on today. 60 for the high, mostly cloudy, then clearing later tonight, 39 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 63. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
To be one of the most quoted movie lines.
Yep.
I wonder what the number one quoted movie line is. What do you think?
Gee, I don't know.
I know. I wonder what it is.
I'm going to look.
All right. I'm going to Google foo. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Well, this is the local Utah Hour. Hold on to your hats. Jeez. Day four in the legislature. And you'll never guess what's been introduced. You'll just never guess. I think I'm nauseous. I'm nauseous because we knew this was coming. And I shouldn't be surprised. I know State Senator Don Ibsen is very behind this law, wants this law. In fact, they met in a special committee to get this law to be introduced again, to go through, hopefully, I think is what he's thinking. But I just wanted to let all of you know, House Bill 209, sponsored by Representative Steve Handy. He's actually one of our own. He's a Republican up in Layton. He would like you to know that the red flag law needs to pass. And he also, he would like to create a process by which a family member or roommate of a firearm owner or a police officer could petition a court to order the removal of that person's firearms and ammunition. This would be done through an ex parte order, meaning the firearm owner can't defend himself or herself against the judge's order. And it's all based just on somebody saying something about you. It could even be a neighbor, a family member. So anyone, ex-wife,
yep.
Ex-husband.
Yep.
So Representative Handy presented a very similar bill in the last session. It was voted down by the committee. Handy suggested that the law is maybe a piece of the puzzle, indicating the problem that there's no guarantee that this restriction on gun rights will actually address the problem of mass shootings and firearm-assisted suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought for sure it'd be the cure.
Right? The trouble... Jeez. The troubling aspect of this bill is you being deprived of due process. It's very difficult for those accused of being at risk to prove that they aren't. And so further, the bill focuses not only on firearms, rather than on other items, too, that can be used to harm. You have to kind of puff up the bill with other stuff. Otherwise, it looks really bad for a conservative to vote on gun control. Yeah.
So they can take your knives, too.
Yeah. Jeez. Additionally, says Libertas Institute, which really keeps a good track record on these bills, there is a potential for dangerous altercations with law enforcement officers who would be tasked to go into the person's home. We saw this happen in where? Wasn't it Delaware, Maryland? It was on the East Coast, and the guy didn't know why they were there, and they were barging in, and he ended up murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if the officer, so they go into the home to take possession of the firearm and ammunition. And if the officer feels that there's some reason not to take possession of the firearms, but instead merely provide the paper order to the firearm owner, they're allowed to not do so. Meaning the person would retain possession of the firearms, undermining the purpose of the bill. To remove weapons in pursuit of safety against an imminent risk is why he's trying to pass this in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So failure to surrender weapons to the police officer serving the warrant then becomes the basis for a search warrant. See, let me say that again, because this is how this bill is sort of looped to work. Failure to surrender weapons to the police officer serving the warrant then becomes the basis for the search warrant for the officers to forcibly enter and remove the weapons.
So if you say no, mm-hmm. that now gives them probable cause yes. for a search warrant because you said no.
Yes.
You said no, this
you
is
can't
my
defend
home.
Yourself. Yeah.
And under the Constitution, yeah. my rights say
yep.
I don't have to answer that question and I don't have to let you into my home.
If you do that, then they can come in, search your home, they find it, they leave with it. So the bill also makes it a felony to provide false information to obtain an order. It provides a firearm to somebody subject to an order, or for a person under such an order to possess a firearm or ammunition if violation of that order. So it makes it a felony to provide false information to obtain the order. How many people do you actually think will get prosecuted for that?
Everyone. I never did like the Fourth Amendment anyway.
Yeah, I mean, come on. No. Yeah, they're not going to punish a family member if they're doing it in spite or an ex-husband or an ex-wife. Yeah. So this overreaction to a mass shooting in another state is setting up this very highly regulated system in which an individual's right to keep and bear arms can be undermined through an ex parte order, and then it violates the presumption of innocence.
Mm-hmm.
That persons should maintain in order to have their rights preserved. And then furthermore, firearms should not be targeted in the absence of a broader approach to regulating dangerous weapons.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. There's another problem to this situation that I don't know if you've thought of yet or not.
Go right ahead.
What if that person's a National Guardsman, reservist, or police officer that has their weapons taken away? Do they get fired from their job? Because Ooh. They have to sign a Lautenberg agreement.
That's a good question.
Hmm.
Haven't thought of that yet. It's a great question. Ooh.
So, it can ruin people's lives if that matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I suggest everybody let Representative Steve Handy know what you think of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll be sending an email.
Oh, yeah. I will, too. Thank you. Really appreciate it. I'd already sent one to Don Ibsen about it, because he's actually encouraging this type of
sure
thing.
Sure he is.
He really is. So there's a lot down here that are all for this. They don't tell you that. They don't want to tell you that, but they are. So it's really disturbing.
It's a way to confiscate mm-hmm. firearms.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is. It's gun control coming at us through a conservative, so everybody thinks that everybody, what their concentration on before with Red Flag was, well, this is mostly for the teens, you know, those that are going to go shoot up a school,
right.
and we have to be able
mm-hmm.
to go and take something from them. First of all, this is over the bar mass hysteria about school shootings, because they're very rare, actually. And I know people have a hard time believing that because of the press coverage, but they really are. They truly are very, very rare. And so the other problem is that it was touted as this will keep our kids safe and we should be able to go in and do that. And yeah, it will extend to adults because a neighbor can call. And if you have a weird neighbor that just doesn't like you, and maybe you've had a spat, this is a great way to get back at them, you know, kind of thing. And so we could all see the writing on the wall because it was very wide open, let's say. The red flag law is very wide open because it can be just a person saying, yeah, I feel like they should have it taken away. I can see a lot of revenge. I can see a lot of vindictiveness that would come with this in order to use it against somebody. Oh, geez.
I could see a lot of bot witnesses.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to get into this guy's place. Make a claim that he threatened you, would you?
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's dangerous or he's going to shoot himself.
Yeah.
Right? These bills, these insane bills that come through are not going to solve a problem. they're only going to hurt your rights. This has nothing to do with solving
a
problem.
Not a
thing. Or coming in with some piece of legislation that'll make us all safer. This is the biggest joke of all. And so if you're going to write Handy, which I suggest that you do, make that known. You know, he's not solving a thing. He's just making it a lot easier for somebody to lose their rights and then have a very hard time getting that right back. And they had no reason to lose it.
So, it'll make us less safe.
Yeah, less safe. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. My question is, these so-called leaders that are totally wrong, that mm-hmm. are passing this,
mm-hmm.
What's there in Utah and what religion are they predominantly Mormon? They're LDS.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're in Utah,
not
so
the LDS church being the patriotic church as they always said they were.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't they saying something?
I don't know that this has much to do.
This is uncalled for.
Steve Handy writing this bill, I don't know that has much to do with him being Mormon. What this has to do with is his gun control fantasy of passing a red flag law in Utah. So I don't know that it's attributed to the Mormon Church. I don't know that that's fair. But I'm going to take you off for a second. What I'm saying is that you can't just say that the church is always the reason for whatever these guys do. It's not. It's not always the reason.
I think what the caller was saying is, mm-hmm. why isn't the church speaking out against this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that they're the instigator, but
right.
why aren't they saying, wait a minute?
Well, you would think, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why they comment on some bills and not on others. I don't know why.
It's a good...
But I want to dial this down to Steve Handy. This is his doing. And so, you know what this is called? The extreme, of course, the Extreme Risk Protective Order Act. The Extreme Risk Protective Order Act. Because it's only an extreme, right? So here's the deal, though. If it's only extreme, how are you going to solve a lot of problems with this bill, Steve Handy? How are you going to come at this with a big savior bill if this is only in extreme cases, like you say?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Doesn't make sense, right? He's saying this is only in extreme cases. That's not true. The bill's wide open. This isn't just extreme, but he named it that. So then people are going to think, oh, only in the worst cases, right? Only in the worst cases will this happen. Well, is that going to actually do anything in Utah? I'm not even talking about the fact that we should never ask them to do these things, anyway. What I'm saying is his logic about passing a bill that's going to solve a problem, make us safer, if it's only in extreme cases, how can that be then? So this bill is wide open. You got to read it. It's insane. I'll put it on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. It's possessing firearms or ammunition for any specified length of time requires, you know, the fact that they could go in and grab this. If you've made recent threats or acted violently. Now, a lot of people think anything is an act of mm-hmm. violence. I mean, I'm talking anything. They feel threatened, violated a recent protective order, demonstrated a pattern of violent acts or threats, dangerous. But that's up to whoever's reporting you. If they want to say you're dangerous or not, and has attempted or threatened self-harm. What a slippery slope this one is.
Yeah.
It about sloped. Not even slippery anymore. The problem, too, is that a conservative's trying to pass this. So let Representative Steve Handy and Layton know how you feel about his extreme protective order risk, a.k.a. red flag law. Mm-hmm. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, this is Craig with Rio Stones. You want to build your dream kitchen or bathroom, but where do you start? Most designers recommend starting by selecting your slab. That's where we come in. We are Southern Utah's largest importer of granite and quartz slabs. We have 1,500 slabs in stock, starting as low as $7 per square foot. We carry all of the major brands, including Cambria, Caesarstone, Silestone, and many more. Come make your selection today by visiting us at 1076 East Commerce Drive or start on the web at riostonesutah.com.
Finley Hyundai. It's game on this month at Finley Hyundai. With their most advanced starting lineup of
SUVs ever. Check the 2019 Santa Fe Family Getaway SUV. Check 2019 Tucson. Sporty, sensible, and just the right size. Check the all-new Kona. Stylish, bold, fresh. Hyundai's first subcompact crossover. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. If you're thinking SUV, think Hyundai. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Join us every Sunday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6 for the International Psalms of Hope radio show with Samantha Landy. Samantha is a gifted teacher of the Word, committed to sharing wisdom and insight to God and applying Christian success principles for everyday life. That's the International Psalms of Hope radio show, Sunday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday evenings at 6, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM. And 93.1 FM, KZNU.
It's time for the Super Sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%. We gotta make room for new arrivals. It's the Super Sale. At the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
It's here. Robert Judd Auto Sales has opened their new repair shop. Need repair work done on your vehicle? This is the place. With fair rates and the same personal service you've loved for so many years from Robert Judd Auto Sales and his staff, you'll know you're getting the best deal in town. They're family-owned and operated and will take care of you. Find them across the street from the Fiesta Fun Go-Kart Track or call them at 435-669-4980. That's 669-4980. When your car needs help, make sure you visit Robert Judd Auto Sales Repair Shop.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
I'm John Gibson. This is My Word. The last words of famous people as they passed away. Have you heard these? Steve Jobs famously said, "Wow, oh wow." Winston Churchill said, "I'm bored with it all." Humphrey Bogart, "I never should have switched from scotch to martinis." Louis XIV, Francis Sun King, the one who built Versailles, said, "Why do you weep? Did you think I was immortal?" Yeah, they might have. Playwright Eugene O'Neill said, I knew it, damn it, born in a hotel and I'll die in a hotel." Beethoven said, "Applaud, friends, the comedy is over." Explorer Kit Carson said, "I wish I had time for one more bowl of chili." Playwright Oscar Wilde said, "Either that wallpaper goes or I do." Karl Marx, the father of communism, said, "Last words are for fools who haven't said enough." Ed Gwynn, who played Kris Kringle in The Miracle on 34th Street, said, "It's tough, but not as tough as playing comedy." The famous stage actor John Barrymore said, "Die? I should say not. No Barrymore would allow such a conventional thing to happen to him." And Queen Elizabeth I said, "All my possessions for a moment of time." Famous last words, true stories. I'm John Gibson. That's My Word.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Talk to you a while. That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want your freedom, son,
just every time we hit a legislative session, it just makes your skin crawl, doesn't it? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Defending Utah, make sure that you become a member of defendingutah.org. They are really doing great journalism there. They're honest, and we have been on the show usually once a week. And I'll tell you, you're not going to get better guys that will dig into a story and tell you what's really going on. They're there to do it. So we have very few news sources like them left. So defendingutah.org, you actually get a visit to a front site to get trained. Yeah.
Neat.
Awesome, right? As a member. So make sure you take advantage of that. I thought that was so cool. And you get a monthly newsletter as a member and filling you in on things that are not on the site. And so there's just every reason in the world to go support them anyway, because you support Truth in Media. You know, we're bombarded by KSL and CBS and ABC in Utah, and they really do kind of hold the reins to the media here. And so you're going to get the exact same story on all three of those networks. So please, by all means, make sure that you're supporting Truth in Media while we still can have it. DefendingUtah.org. Go become a member. Anyway, this law is very interesting. So Steve Handy trying to pass a red flag law by making the ex parte order something that is a little more common rather than the not so common, right? It was very, very hard to get, because an ex parte order means that somebody can get a court order about you and something can happen to you, but you don't even get to respond to it.
Yeah.
Right?
It means that the judge is going to make a decision without hearing your side of the story.
Great. What happened to the justice system? So Representative Steve Handy, who pretends to be a conservative, but he's all for gun control, is trying to pass this. See, we have laws on the books. We have things, if you'll notice.
Domestic violence.
You know, we have all kinds of things on the books to take care of a situation like this.
Yeah.
So this is the other fear, is that if the legislature wants to go in and once this thing is passed, because everybody decides, oh, this is just an extreme case. I mean, oh, gosh, this is an extreme. How are they going to change it? What else are they going to include? We don't know.
Yeah, but they have been changing lots of things after we vote for them the way they are.
Right. And so this is where it gets into a lot of trouble, is that we don't know what they're going to do with bills like this, too. Anyone for this bill would be for gun control. We have a lot of conservatives, I think, that pretend to be conservatives in Utah. Either they hijacked the Republican mantra to get into office, right, Uncle Milty? So we were talking about that earlier.
Yep.
Or they just feel like this is their thing. They get in, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happens to them. Well, there's a lot of conservatives that don't understand basic principles of the Constitution. So that's another. You have your moderate Republicans. You have your, your kind of middle of the road ones that don't understand.
Yeah. And let's not leave out just plain old ignorance.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just ignorant and don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. So true. The other interesting part about this is, let's turn this thing on its side. You know, let's look at it from a different angle. How many cases have there been? I mean, I wouldn't say there's a huge amount of problems where a bill like this would need to come to the rescue in Steve Handy's sort of logic, right? There aren't a whole lot of cases. I mean, that's why I'm saying that they'll usually go at it. You know, they'll swat a fly with a sledgehammer to get these laws through and then pretend there's a risk. Because there's another bill that talks about the overreaction to safety in our schools and passing more money on it. Same thing.
Yeah. The fact is that most people who are dangerous in this way, you don't find out until they do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like,
and
you
it's
know,
more rare. I mean,
yeah, oh, very
that,
rare.
That's why this bill is such a joke, because this is why I'm so worried. They have been wanting to get red flag laws through since 2015, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been trying, and they've been stopped, you know, each time. But here we are, the beginning of the session. Here we are with another one. And so they all have their little spins on it. But I worry about what they'll change, and I also worry that this is a looser bill than we think this is. So There's not a lot of restrictions for them to go do this.
No, there's none.
Yeah.
There really are none. The only guarantee, it's not even a guarantee. They promise that if somebody fraudulently goes after you like this, they'll punish them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they will.
Yeah, they won't. And the other thing, because they don't even go after people that, like in a domestic violence, where there isn't domestic violence, do you ever see anyone? Or I don't even know in that case if they can. But there are situations where the person is never held responsible for making an accusation that isn't true.
It's like when you testify.
Yeah.
Everybody that testifies in court takes an oath to not perjure themselves.
Right.
But
right.
No one is ever prosecuted for perjury.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah. Yeah. It stays in place for a year, and somebody living with you, like a stepchild or somebody living with you for 6 months, can make the phone call.
Yep.
So they don't even really have to know you very, very well. So anyone within that circle of family can make a phone call on you. So I remember the last one extended to neighbors, extended to people that don't know you. I'm not sure if this one does. In any event, the fact that we're even looking at a bill like this in a conservative state, it should make your skin crawl. The other one that they had that they're doing, so please, Representative Steve Handy, easy to find. I will go ahead and put this up, and there's actually a link right to his page. You can email him, drop him an email. The other one was Representative Ray Ward, another Democrat or another liberal in this kind of clothing. This is the bill, House Bill 120. House Bill 120 is overreaction in the name of school safety. They would like to pass allocating $100 million in taxpayer dollars, $100 million, okay, to increase our law enforcement presence on all the campuses and K through 12. Requires the State Board of Education to hire a law enforcement officer to develop model policies to be used by schools and training to be used by law enforcement. We already have that. So here's the deal. When they tried to pass each year, when they try to pass more taxes on us, what do they say it's for? Safety in schools. Why is this $100 million necessary then? If they're getting all their money and everybody seems to not have a problem with them upping their budgets again and again and again in the name of school safety, I can't even believe that somebody would actually put this bill forward and did it in the name of the Parkland shooting in Florida, not even in Utah. We haven't had anything in Utah. And then you say, well, but Kate, we don't want anything in Utah. We got to keep us safe. We are safe. Oh my gosh, we're so safe. You don't even realize the measures they've taken so far in all of our schools. And they keep adding to it, and they keep telling us and selling us on more taxes to add to it. And now here's another one.
Here's the one line that should make you all know that this is wrong.
What's that?
It creates a central government-managed database with the personally identifiable information of students who are deemed to be a threat or have aberrant behavior to which law enforcement will have access and not be restricted by state statutes.
Jeez.
So aberrant behavior, I mean, that's a pretty wide open deal.
That is a pretty wide open deal. This is, another database. Another database exposing information on your kids. So just the definition of aberrant, by the way, irregular, abnormal. What is normal? Atypical, deviant. But there's a lot of different definitions of this.
Well, and the other thing is who decides if your child's behaving in an aberrant fashion? The teacher?
Yeah. Seriously.
Who has no training, who maybe is mad at the kid today because they complained their eyes were hurting from two hours of doing Common Core work.
Yep. And now they're going to be cataloged in a centralized database that the law does not even regulate. I don't even know if I'd want them to anymore. I don't want any more regulation, but the law doesn't even regulate authority to determine who gets access to the database. They don't get a say in this and under what circumstances. Yeah, an overreaction. Yeah, you might want to contact Representative Ray Ward. I will list both of these bills on the Kay Daly Show on Facebook. You can look them up. You can write them and tell them what you think. It's a database on students that they deemed are a threat or to have some sort of behavior that's a little irregular. We don't understand this kid. And yeah, we're in an area of Common Core, which frustrates the kids, by the way, and makes them hate school. So yeah, there's that. And then requires schools to form a threat assessment and student support team. Do you know how many teams and committees and all this garbage we have already? I can't even tell you. And then including school administrators, guess what? Mental health professionals.
Oh, boy.
So instead of your school counselor now, it's mental health professionals outside, right, of the school. So sharing information, again, with people that you didn't consent to, teachers and law enforcement. So they're going to create a school climate survey, and whose purpose is not defined in law, but to be used as a threat assessment team to guide their efforts, and then allocates $100 million in taxpayer dollars. And I will assure you, after doing this for as many years as we've been doing this, it will never stay at $100 million. Once you open this bill up, it'll be, this is just the beginning. They always put the first amount, you know, that first 6 months to a year amount, and then it builds from there. And you all know that. I'm preaching to the choir. Anyway, it requires the State Board of Education to hire another law enforcement officer. All the schools have one, and it's not like we're keeping them that busy. And now we have another one to develop more model policies to be used by law enforcement in the schools than we already even have. Boy, I'm feeling safe. Are you feeling safe?
I'm feeling like this kind of bill causes aberrant behavior.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, where do these people come from? And all based on what happened in Florida.
Yeah.
Not even here. Nothing even happened here. In Florida, that's a whole nother conversation, isn't it? So the proposal's staggering. The database, we have got to say to our local people, please do not approve this, jump on board, like it, and tout this. And I have a feeling that there's only, you know, one that I trust down here. The rest, I can see them jumping on board with this real quick. Oh, school safety? Got to be for that or we won't get reelected.
What is to fund law enforcement officers having an increased presence on K-12 campuses? Does that mean two cops instead of one?
Oh, my gosh. We don't even need one. The fact that we even have police on a school campus, I can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Be right back on the Kay Daly Show.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Come on and sleep cheap, cheap. Oh, yeah. Discount mattress. Come on and sleep cheap, cheap. Discount mattress. You'll get some cash relief and a good night's sleep.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Ladies, this Valentine's, there's a chance he will find a quiet moment. Wait until he has your full attention, look you in the eyes, and hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that says Mack and Sons. But as you gently pull the ribbon and discover the treasure that awaits, you realize whatever sits inside is really just a reflection of how much he adores you. Men that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mack & Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or just any jewelry. The man that placed that box in front of you knows you are more precious than any diamond and worth more than gold. Men that come to Mack & Sons are passionate about finding quiet moments to remind you of their love. They can grab roses, chocolates, or chase deals at the mall, but when they see the beautiful bronze box with Mack & Sons on it, you'll know they aren't like everyone else. And neither is your love, because of where he went when he wanted Valentine's to be perfect. Mack & Sons Master Jewelers, on the Boulevard at Bluff.
My father was going to the grocery store. He was called to a domestic violence dispute that was in a parking lot about a block away from where he was. Even though he was off duty, he did respond to the call, along with several other officers. There was a small child behind the perpetrator, not allowing some of the officers to take a clear shot. It was a hostage situation. My father exited his vehicle, and from what I'm aware...
He called the attention to himself. The perpetrator had already drawn down on two of his officers, and for some reason the gun had misfired. So Cecil exited his vehicle and called attention to himself. And this time the gun went off.
We didn't just lose a great police officer and a great serviceman, but we lost a father.
This message sponsored by Utah Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Utah Council for Crime Prevention.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Do you notice how they don't ever play that song anymore?
They don't?
Yeah, I never hear it. I hardly ever hear that song. It's hard to find, too. Don't let them take your gun. Yeah. Welcome back. Obviously, give us a call. 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear from you. And Inside Out Hyperbarics, my hat tip to you guys. Always doing some great work and always helping people. If you have brain trauma, if you're healing from something, they really helped my father heal quicker. Oh, so much quicker. He was on his feet. Let me just tell you, they're doing fantastic work. Get over to Inside Out Hyperbarics. Ask them questions. You can email them. InsideOutHyperbarics@gmail.com. And they're just fantastic. In fact, hyperbaric, breathing in that pure oxygen, can actually change your cell and boost it to help itself to build your immune system. So that's, you're doing it naturally with oxygen, which is amazing. So get over there and get some help. And also they have the InBody 770, which they could actually, within minutes, know what you're low on, what you need, what minerals that you're lacking, and maybe some problems or symptoms that you're having aren't old age. Maybe they're something that you're really lacking. We're really lacking a lot of nutrients in our food. I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Plus, we eat like junk too. So you know.
I don't.
Well, speak whatever for you do too. And so, I see those ho-hos over there and little Fritos. No, I'm just kidding. So so make sure that you're getting help with Inside Out Hyperbarics on 700 South. A couple of things, actually. So make sure that I'm putting these on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. Make sure that you're emailing. Send off a quick email about the red flag law Representative Steve Handy wants to put through. And there was a couple of others, too. Washington Parkway. If you want some input, Washington Public is invited. I think it's tonight. Yep, tonight at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Washington City. And they would like some input from you. On the the Green Springs Telegraph exit. We've talked about this on the show before. A lot of you are opposed to this. Project's been in the works for a while. That does not shock me. And $4.2 million in funding gained through the Dixie Metropolitan Planning Organization over the last year. And it's going to cost $6 million. And there goes his phone. Uncle Milty... He always forgets. Reason for connecting the roads to provide residents of the Greenspring area with a second access to Interstate 15, but it's also coming down in a residential area. People are not fond of that. So, yeah. I love the picture, though. The picture doesn't actually represent any of the homes that would be in the path. Just vast amounts of
open
space with weeds. Yeah. Let's get a picture where we're actually showing, you know, the residents that are impacted in Washington City. So 888-673-1450 tonight. That meeting takes place at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 o'clock.
At the beautiful new city council chambers in Washington.
Oh, yeah. At the beautiful new building.
Yeah.
Okay.
They spent a lot of money on that.
Spent a lot of money on that. Yeah. Yeah, I have my issues with city councils. Driver's licenses. This was something weird, too. There's a law that they want to make sure it's, like, digital. So not only would you really have to have a phone... Would you have to have something, right?
Well,
that could show an officer this.
Yeah, you have to have a phone.
But you're actually giving your phone to an officer to show the license?
Yeah.
Why do I not like that? What's the problem? Are licenses our biggest issue in the state of Utah? Is it the physical license? I guess I don't understand the need for a bill that says, let's go digital. So there are people out there that would say, but we're moving into this whole new... we're also moving towards a national ID. Mm-hmm. And so I would say definitely push this bill back. I mean, it's not only is it kind of ridiculous. I mean, what's the point? I mean, I like having a driver's license. What if I don't want to have my phone with me? You know?
Well, then you don't have your driver's license.
Does that mean that I always have to have my phone on me? Well, you have to have some sort of representation that you have it to show the officer. And in digital, I mean, I don't know. It just seems kind of like a strange, with the national ID card coming, it just seems like with the real ID 2020, it just seems like it kind of goes, I don't know, in sync with that a little bit.
There's
something goofy. I don't know if you guys have looked at it, but there's a lot. There's a lot of bills. We get stuck with over 800 of these bills where everybody feels it's a good idea to do something. Mm-hmm. Stop doing something. Do nothing. Oh, man, do nothing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey. I kind of wonder if this the digital driver's license is a way for the government to force you to have your phone to make it easier for them to track you.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
they could.
Yeah. Yeah. I see a lot. See, when I don't see a reason, whoops, sorry about that. When I don't see a reason, there's no reason to do that. There really isn't. So that's why it seems a little strange. There are a lot of laws on the books right now that are going through right now that are repeals, reforms of laws that went through that were horrifying. So that's a good thing. But I just wanted to say in Deseret News, not a mention of the red flag law, of the $100 million and counting to the schools for an overreaction of school safety. Like all of this, not even mentioned. It's kind of funny.
I don't, the electronic driver's license thing, mm-hmm. you could still forget your phone.
Yeah.
You know, that's a problem. Why not just make it a law that we have to have an implanted chip?
Why don't we just cut to the chase?
Put your driver's license on an implanted chip and get it over with.
Haven't you thought about that? Just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, all these little tiny, you know.
Step by step.
Yeah.
Slowly they turn.
Slowly boiling that water on the frog.
Do you remember that? The Three Stooges?
Yeah. Yeah. I love the Three
Slowly
Stooges.
Slowly they turn. Inch by inch.
Why not just get it over with? This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
All these people that claim to be there to fix the system and help us and listen to us, and this is the stuff they're doing. So, you can't make up your own mind if you should go through a red light since it hasn't changed in 15 minutes, and I guess you're not allowed to make up your own mind whether you can go through that light or not with nobody around. Things like this. Like I said yesterday, what's her bucket, that Democrat up in Salt Lake, is still trying to pass the, you have to pay like, you know, 10 cents or something for every single bag that you get at the grocery store. Californians hate that law, by the way. It's ridiculous. You have people on Social Security that were literally carrying out their groceries in their arms because they mm-hmm. didn't want to have to pay and keep paying every day for bags. It adds up. It adds up. So, and they didn't want to have to go buy reusable. It was just ridiculous. So, you know, they got to figure out something. Got to have something on the books. And so just say no.
Hey, so let's not forget HB 170 while we're doing this.
Okay.
That's the criminalizing the failure to call 911.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah, that's, there's not a big issue with this anyway. There isn't an issue with this.
But you're under arrest if you don't call now.
Yeah, Boy, these are all such infringements on you as a person, on a human being. It's astronomical.
I think that would cause people to not even stop.
Yeah.
If you see an accident,
mm-hmm.
yeah, don't even stop.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be held liable.
That's
don't want
right.
to do too much. Don't want to do too little. Where's the middle line?
And what if you're standing there and somebody else calls 911, so you don't call? Mm-hmm. Are you still guilty?
Yeah.
Or do they want everybody to call?
Right. See.
Do we draw straws?
I mean, yeah. Right?
How do you... It's a ridiculous... First of all, I think it's unenforceable. On top of everything else, it's unenforceable.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about this red flag proposed law.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody realizes how dangerous this is.
Yeah.
This is undefined. It could apply to anybody based on feelings.
Based on feelings,
so
you're right.
It can be used by the tyrant to go after any of us. We are just an inch away from using something like this to go after patriots. It's very similar to mm-hmm. the no-fly airline bill where mm-hmm. the president and others are proposing that everybody on that arbitrary list of people that shouldn't fly should also own guns. I mean, that's just as dangerous. So this is one of the most dangerous civilian disarmament laws. I don't call them gun control. It's really more accurate to say civilian disarmament.
Yeah.
And one last point on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who has been murdering people and are covering up the murders for the last 25 years? 3,500 murders approximately. The FBI. Are they going to apply this to the FBI agents that come in our country or our state who
mm-hmm.
have a history of killing and murdering people? Of course not. It's coming after the American citizens, the citizens of Utah.
We've just made that ex parte order way more common and way more accessible, and you don't get a voice. Your rights are completely violated based on somebody's feelings about you.
Right, and what's really important is the other side is what is the criteria for where government should take away an arm? It is clear and present risk of injury or imminent. They are shooting other people and they're aiming the gun towards you and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be imminent risk of being killed by somebody. Other than that, they have no right to take away our freedoms, our gun rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's, we need to use that criteria. It's either they have shot and killed somebody, and they've already, or there's evidence they're about to do so. That's
mm-hmm.
real strong. It has to be imminent risk of danger or clear and present that's too dangerous.
Yep, thank you. Really appreciate it. And we already have that. We already do that. As much as humanly possible, we do that. So this red flag law. Jeez. Well, if we don't all jump on this and let them know how we feel about this, this is the year this will go through. They've been trying for 3 years, but this is the year that they'll finally get it through. We have got to start. We've got to keep voicing of our opinions and making it very, very known to our local legislators, too, that would love this, like Don Ibsen. He loves this type of law. So we've got to make sure he knows how we feel. All of them. Brad Last, all of them.
HB 59. We talk about this a lot. Barriers to government competing with private businesses.
Yeah.
Now, this is, it's good legislation, but I don't think it goes far enough. All it says is that municipalities have to notify the markets that there's an opportunity, so, and that the city won't compete with them unless nobody comes and builds that golf course or builds that roller rink or whatever they want to do today.
Yeah.
You know? But if nobody shows up to say, okay, we'll do it, then the government can go ahead and do it because there's no competition to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should just say, no, they can't do it, period.
Yeah.
If anywhere in the country somebody already has a business like that, then it's a private business enterprise and government can't do it.
I know you're feeling the same way I am. You got to be out there. You got to be, because this nonsense, and I know you feel this way. Disney had their first gay pride parade at the park.
Just the first one? I'm surprised.
Yeah. There's all kind of, it just, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all, but yeah. And, you know, I have more and more concerns about government involvement in mental health, as should you. I don't even think we have begun to understand what can happen to us in the event of determining one's mental health. Everybody realizes that New York had their own amount of evil going on with their bill. Virginia kicked it up a notch to mental health and physical health, right? The mental health of a mother. Oh, I just don't want, this baby could endanger my mental health. So, yeah. And you guys were voicing your opinion on this yesterday. And let me say, yeah, when I was looking at that, I was reading another article about it last night. We're dangerous territory because now they're including all of it, and they're including, we'll see way more in the mental health division of laws, regulations, and deeming anyone that loves their country in need of mental health. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of stuff.
Well, that's because mental health is not a specific science.
No, it's broad and
it's very subjective.
Yeah, subject to determination.
Yeah.
And guesswork.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the dangers that are coming. I can't even say that enough.
Well, I will tell you one thing. If your nickname is Crazy Bill, change it.
Thanks for that. Well, red flag law on the books that was just introduced. Please spend like 10 minutes today emailing.
Yeah.
And let these guys know. That's Steve Handy up in Layton, but let our locals know that you will not stand for their support of a red flag law. Or this overreaction to school safety nonsense. Anyways, all these bills we're talking about. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Chris Ann Hall.
Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in, but it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
Did you know things like shower curtains, a blanket, even a teddy bear can trigger your child's asthma attacks? For the latest information, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit www.noattacks.org.
I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.